And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A bombing at a checkpoint in Somalia killed at least 18 people, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Witnesses and officials said a large truck loaded with explosives detonated in the afternoon near a security checkpoint, damaging buildings. Speaking to VOA, Beledweyne District Commissioner Omar Aswan Aliso confirmed the attack and the death of a number of civilians. He said regional security forces who had been tipped off about the truck were in the middle of an inspection when it detonated. Aswan said three government soldiers and a number of civilians were killed in the attack. Many others were injured. Witnesses put the number of police officers killed at five. Beledweyne Deputy District Commissioner Abdullah Saleh said the rescue operations were still in progress and could not give an exact number of injured. He expected the death toll to rise. The target of the attack is still unclear, but Saleh confirmed the explosive-laden truck was at a nearby taxation and security checkpoint. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Russia's top diplomat is lashing out at the U.S. and the West as self-interested defenders of a fading international power structure, but Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov didn't directly discuss his country's war in Ukraine in his speech to the U.N. General Assembly. Quote, the U.S. and its subordinate Western collective are continuing to fuel conflicts which artificially divide humanity into hostile blocks and hamper the achievement of overall aims. They're doing everything they can to prevent the formation of a genuine multipolar world order, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said. Also at the UN General Assembly meeting in New York, African leaders are relaying a unanimous message that their continent of more than 1.3 billion people is done being a, quote, victim of a post-World War order and must be recognized and partnered with as a global power in itself. Analysts say it is a sign that the continent is becoming more conscious of the impediments stifling its development. There's also a boldness that comes with the African Union's new seat at the G20. For additional stories,